what is the best product for arch support?
Statistically, there's around 70% of people that overpronate. That means they roll in excessively, which means that they can benefit from some sort of arch support. What I say is the most important thing is,
should you wear shoes on a beach walk, and what shoes should you be wearing?
Well, it depends what the hardness of the beach is. Some people like harder and some people like softer.
How much foot and muscle ache is normal?
That if you fix up 70% of the pain, the other 30% doesn't matter.
Welcome to the Comfort Walk and Talk, where every step towards comfort is a step towards a healthier you.
We're your hosts, Ash,
Jeff,
and Ben.
Together, let's walk the talk, transforming your lives from the ground up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Comfort Walk and Talk. We've been doing a lot of talking the talk, but now we're going to walk the walk and show you some shoes that will help you with your specific conditions, whatever they might be. So on today's episode, we're going to be showing you some of the great shoes in our range and the benefits of them and why you should be adding them to your day-to-day life.
So first up, we have the Revere. Jeff, which Revere?
That is Miami. A little bit of backstory with Revere. Revere is a brand that we developed very much with podiatry. We developed it for a couple of reasons. One is so they could put their own custom orthotic in the brand. And the most important part of Revere is the adjustability and fit. We've designed shoes that fit most people. So there's some really special features in Revere, like multiple adjustment points.
So an interesting point there is that 80% of people worldwide wear shoes that don't fit correctly.
Correct.
And if you're wearing a pair of shoes that don't fit correctly, they are doing your feet damage. So that's where Revere come in. They, you know, if with those multiple points of adjustability, we're being able to replace the insole with your podiatry.
Very rare that a sandal can take a customized orthotic insole. So podiatrists love it. They sell the sandal with their own design of an orthotic. But at the same time, the insole that we put in the shoe is what we would say as a beautiful comfort arch contour. So it fits most people really well.
It looks pretty too.
Yeah, it looks pretty. But, you know, the adjustability is amazing. And you might want to just show what we mean by further adjustability and strap extensions. We can demonstrate that on that shoe or the other one. But it basically, what's the problem that customers face with adjustability and Velcro is often it's too short. It shows the Velcro. It actually looks pretty average. So we have a product, a solution in these sandals where we can cover the excess Velcro that shows in a poorly fitting sandal.
And those strap extensions come in every single box.
Every box, they're all matched to the sandal, same color, same design, and they come free with every shoe. So you're basically given a shoe that can fit two widths.
So
a medium and a wide.
It's interesting as well because a lot of these foot conditions do come on all of a sudden. So something like bunions, you don't have bunions all the time. Something that can spur up, something that can come back. So that gives you the option. If you all of a sudden need a wider fitting shoe, then you have those strap extensions in the box ready to go. So it's multiple shoes in one, really.
Well, the bunion is something that they generally have. They develop a bunion. But your point about coming on, often in the afternoon people's feet swell up. And so these are shoes are great because they can adjust with the daily use.
And Jeff, is this different to other shoes in the market? Do shoes generally have that adjustability?
Very rarely. We'd be the only brand that has strap extensions on every single shoe in the Revere brand, on every single sandal with adjustability. So it's an amazing, customers have come to expect to get that benefit. And then as you pointed out about bunions, most of our shoes are designed to be able to to fit perfectly around a bunion or, other issues on the foot.
So being a company based on the Gold Coast here as well, something that's very important to us is to be able to wear your sandals to the beach. Yeah. And so we come from a hot climate, and for lots of people, when they go to a podiatrist, you get prescribed, this is your pair of orthotics. You have to wear them at all times, which generally means that sandals are out the window. That you can no longer wear sandals ever again. And if you're from somewhere like the Gold Coast, you're getting 35, 40 degree days and you can't wear sandals, that's a death sentence. That's awful.
You stay inside at that point.
Absolutely, absolutely. Stay inside with the aircon. But with these, we have our removable footbed here. If you have your prescribed orthotic, go ahead and chuck that one out. I should probably undo the straps for this one. Go ahead and chuck your prescribed orthotic in there as well. you're good to go.
And podiatrists will make the orthotic fit the sandal beautifully.
Absolutely. So as you said, we do work with podiatrists a lot with this brand. So ask your podiatrist, hey?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So next up, we have the Vitasoul Walker. Yeah. Tell us about this, Ben.
Oh, absolutely unreal shoe, these ones. So this is our Vitasoul Walker. Mm. This one's great because it comes with your Rockersole technology on that.
Yeah.
So basically, the way to think about a Rockersole is this shoe actually drives you forward as you walk. So think about it as a rocking chair. You know how you're in your rocking chair, you rock back, you get all that momentum to push you forward? It's the same with these shoes.
Yeah.
So your ankle hits the ground there, rock it, and you're off. Yeah, your momentum carries you forward. And if your momentum's carrying you forward, you're going to get more steps in.
So what we've done differently on the market, and this is we've incorporated an amazing insole into that shoe as well. So the insole is amazing cushioning. I mean, you feel the softness of that. It's incredible cushioning. Has a beautiful arch profile. So you've got the arch profile, you've got the cushioning, and you've got the Rockersole. It's the ultimate shoe for walking. Honestly, it's one of those shoes that you're going to love every time you put it on, that shoe. This is part of our DNA as a company, this shoe.
Let's say, Jeff, you have your own sneaker already that you use to exercise in. Are you able to purchase that insole by itself?
Yeah, that insole we'll have that as an available purchase on its own, in for summer, right? That's coming, and that's got all that beautiful cushioning. We also have other insoles that are a little bit harder than that for different reasons, which we can go through. But that particular insole is what we call our ultra cushioned arch support insole.
It feels great. Feels amazing. And this one comes in so many different colors as well. You can have one for every day of the week.
Exactly.
My favorite is the lavender
Some of the colors we make in two woods, and we even add a little green. You want to grab the green little filler there, Ben. This one, the idea of this is you actually put that under the insole and it takes space out of the shoe. So it actually turns maybe a shoe that's a little bit roomy into a one that's perfectly fitting. So we provide adjustment in the box as well for that shoe.
So that fit's so important.
It's amazing. You've got to have the right fit.
Absolutely. That's how we help provide that.
So this shoe, Ben, is the Uptown.
From Vionic. So Vionic, we've been working with Vionic for a while.
We launched Vionic 2014.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, so they've been around for a while. Pretty much they're kings of arch support there. They've were developed by Phil Vasili, your mate back in the day.
Yep.
And to have their ViMotion technology into every shoe. So that is your heel counter there. So it's packed with stability. Your arch support there. What's great about these shoes is they've been specifically designed as a travel shoe. So, you know, you put them in your bag, you put them in the wrong way, bosh, there you go.
Amazing. For our listeners who are not watching on YouTube right now, Ben just crushed the shoe because of the flexibility in the heel and the sole. So,
and it can just bounce straight back.
Yeah, bounces straight back.
But I will say one of the nice things about Vionic is it's got a consistent arch profile in every shoe. Customers who love Vionic, they know exactly what they're getting in terms of arch profile. So, and then they've just concentrated on building some really, really nice, elegant uppers for the product. And so, you know, that's just a great example of, that happens to be the number one selling shoe in Vionic globally today.
I know we've talked about it in previous episodes too, but the combination between fashion and comfort, Vionic do incredibly well.
They do.
They blend that.
Mm. They were some of the first to do it actually.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they've led the comfort industry in terms of arch support shoes, Vionic, in terms of the range they provide.
You're welcome.
All right.
It's hard to avoid these.
So this shoe here is one of our new releases. It's called Bridget. It's from Mia Vita brand. Now, this is one of those ones that we said was about casualized shoes for ladies, a beautiful casual shoe. The nice thing we've done is we've thought about design very much. We've provided a really nice little dress ribbon lace and then a nice little more alternate color lace as well. But again, in the shoe, we put our signature arch support product into the shoe. Beautiful cushioned arch support, same as you know the other brands in terms of Vitasoul. Where it's got that beautiful cushioning in the heel and the forefoot and a nice arch profile. So that comes in the shoe, and then there's a really nice durable outsole. And it's got that sort of a little bit of a fashion statement with that little mix of sort of slightly little chunky outsole but still nice and streamlined.
So I've been on a couple of the photo shoots we've had for Mia Vita and this brand. And some of the feedback that comes back is the first time any model puts on these shoes, first words out of their mouth is, wow, these are comfortable.
Yeah.
These are unreal. And that has happened again and again and again and again. And you know, we're obviously being in the company here, we've given them out to our friends and our family, and it's all the same. So that's people just keep saying it. It's wow, they're comfy. And I almost wish that you made them in my size there, mate.
Well, I can say that right now I'm wearing the same Mia Vita Bridget, but instead of the black leather that Ben's got in his hand, I'm wearing the white. So for our YouTube watchers, I love these. Like, they're so comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, they're funky.
Mm.
The level of fit expertise that we put in the shoes is very important, because we've fit test these very thoroughly, and we really build a last that shapes the shoes precisely to most people. That's the real intention. So the shoe is fitting like just right. It's not too loose and not too tight. That's really what the ideal for us in terms of footwear.
Jeff, for some of our listeners and viewers that might not know, can you explain what a last is?
So a last is when you create a little shoe shape, like think of a foot. That's a smooth foot. You put that in and then you build the upper around it. So every time you build the same shape upper, you build the same volume in the shoe based around the last. That's how they make shoes.
Yeah. So
the little Vionic Bella. I'll give you a little story about this shoe. This is one of their first sandals that they launched 10 years ago, and it's still in the market. It's a beautiful little shoe. I would say this has been a leader in terms of a flip-flop, sort of a comfort flip-flop meeting style and fashion. Because of that nice little bow, you know, there's been every year they have lots of different seasonal colours. But this shoe, you can see Ben, has that sort of signature Vionic arch profile. It's a favourite amongst Vionic customers globally.
So fun fact about this one is it's actually one of Oprah's favourite shoes. So she has been spruiking this in the States for years and years and years, and for good reason. It is one of the best arch support, casual, but still a little dressy shoes that you can buy.
The cool part about this one too is the range of demographic for this one. I think it, you know, generally the feedback that we get on social media and, you know, on our websites and our customer feedback is generally that someone that's, you know, perhaps in their 30s and someone in their 80s will wear this. So the cool part about the Vionic Bella is just how diverse it is as well when it comes to the demographic.
Yeah. By the way, all of the shoes we're showing you, you can see more information on thecomfortco.com.au. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about that is they have all of our brands. They tell you about the features and benefits, you know, whether there's arch support or fit. So all of the shoes, you can go and get more information on thecomfortco.com.au. All right, we've got one more shoe to talk about. Ben, you might
Last but not least.
It's the little Vitality, which is one of our favorites. I mean,
I have been waiting for this one. I will tell you what. Yeah. Since we brought, when did we bring these ones out?
About 3 months ago.
About 3 months ago. I tell you, I got one of the first pairs of these, and I've barely taken it off since. It is unbelievably comfy. So if I didn't want to look nice for this podcast, I'd be wearing them right now. Honestly, I've got a pair over there. I'm going to change into them into a bit later. But these ones come, they're all the same piece, so soft as compared to your other flip-flops that you might have where they're no support, no real kind of softness to them. These ones, you put your foot in a cloud. It's unbelievable. And you got that still with that built-in arch support as well.
And we've got people like Alana. She wore it for 10Ks. Remember that walk in the Byron Bay walk? So these are ones you can walk a long way. They really do suit a walking environment as well.
Absolutely. And so these ones come with your built-in Rocksole technology as well,
built-in Rocksole, massive cushioning, amazing cushioning. It's one of those ones that people, once they start wearing them, they'll just keep wearing them. I've got people in the office that can get any shoe they want, and I see so many of them are wearing these shoes.
Half the office. We could go and take you around.
a little bit of a fun manufacturing thing about this shoe is that these shoes, the mold size, you know, a mold is where you pour the material in and it molds up to a shoe. The mold size is like 1/4 of this. So you actually make a mold, you pour it in there, you take it out of the mold, and then it blows up like a cake. It's an amazing process. I'd love to be able to put it on a video and show you, but it's done under significant heat. But so, you know, we've got a whole bunch of molds that are like little mini-me's of the shoe, but you know, it's an amazing little manufacturing process, I will say. The other thing we do, and you know, this is a new release in terms of the metallics. So we actually create, you know, like a black, a runner black, but we'll then do color ups. So we'll create little custom colors, and we're thinking about doing some for different sports teams and so forth like that as well.
Let's talk about the versatility too, because you mentioned that, you know, you, Alana, you know, and play here had done a 10K in these, which is crazy. But also, what are they, what other uses are they for? You know, should you be wearing them at the beach? I'll actually pause here to take a question from one of our social media followers. We had at Goldie74 ask, should you wear shoes on a beach walk and what shoes should you be wearing? What would you say to her about the vitalities?
Well, it depends what the hardness of the beach is. A soft beach, generally, like the beach is moulding around your foot. It's creating a natural arch support. So we always say it's a great environment for a bare feet, a beach. So, you know, if you're wearing it on unstable sand and you're wearing a shoe, you're still going to be unstable, whether you're wearing a shoe or you're not. Mm. But the fact is the sand is moulding around your foot, which is a great thing. But if it's a hard beach walk, those are great because they're waterproof. You can hose them off. There's no going to be no damage from the salt water and all like that with them. So they're fantastic. And I will say they are the shoe is designed to provide plenty of width for use. So it gives you – it's not like a narrow little beach thong. It's got a nice little bit of width to fit your foot and give you that ultra comfort.
That's a huge problem, right, with other thongs is that generally like how many of us have our feet on a general beach thong that will hang over the side.
Absolutely.
And it's unstable. So the cool part about this is that you don't have that overhang that you would in a traditional beach thong. Yeah.
And in the sports world, these are considered recovery as well. So after a run, you put these on and it just gives you that nice recovery feeling. You're not putting your feet onto straight hard surfaces after you had a long run or a long, you know, triathlon or whatever. So they've got lots of different multiple purposes.
Probably the best bit as well, because it's one piece, no more blowouts. Unreal. Leave your bread ties at home, guys.
Now soon there will be a slide in that's launching for this current summer. And the nice thing we're doing with the slide is we're building it with swappable straps. So it'll be adjustable, but you'll be able to swap the strap and put in whatever nice little alternate straps that you can acquire for the sandal. So it's something a bit different in this market. And we're always trying to innovate and be different in the market.
Sensational. At bare minimum, we know that some people won't be able to move into our range. We do recommend jumping on board and just sliding one of these in your shoes. That way you do get our patented heel cup support there, your arch support, and you can put in them just about any shoes as well. Just take out your footbed that comes in your shoe, pop that in, and you'll feel the benefits almost immediately. What you can do is take out your original insole from your shoe. You put one of these in and you'll see the benefit straight away. And how we do that is by having this heel cup here. So it's a raised bit around the edge of the back of the insole there. And that keeps your heel in place when you're walking. So you're not sliding around. And that stability can make all the difference there as well. Followed by our arch support. So that there. That will hold your foot in place and under your arch and where you need that support. So you're not overpronating. You're keeping flat. With these ones too, we have the pressure relief zones down the bottom. So that's down the bottom of the insole there. You can see with the different colours. So these are your shock absorbers, basically. So if you want these ones are more your active shoe. So if you're going on runs, this will take a lot of the brunt of that and stop any conditions you might have down the track. So really, it is the easiest thing that you can do to take care of your feet. Grab a pair of these, put them in, forget about them, and feel the difference.
And Ben mentioned about the insole being, you know, you take out the flat insole that comes with the shoe and you put this new one with the arch support in it. That gives you the benefits. But if you can't take out an insole, we have a solution for that. It's called a little short one or a three-quarter insole. And you can just put that straight over the top of the insole and it still gives you the arch support benefits. So there's a couple of options as well. But, you know, these are just – we're just sort of giving you the options in terms of giving you options for arch support as well as cushioning.
Now, we also have – you know, we've obviously showcased today a number of, like, our best-selling, you know, styles and our most popular styles as well. We obviously have a huge collection, you know, among all of our brands about the different styles for different occasions. I do have a few more questions from some of our social media followers. So I will ask you, Jeff. Sue_Nah asks, which shoes are best for bunions?
Okay, that's very, it's a really good question. It's all about the upper. So the upper needs to have stretch or have in a sandal environment, the straps need to be in the right position to cope with the bunion. The worst thing you want to do is put tightness around the bunion. It's all about comfort. With the bunion, you're trying to provide comfort for the wearer. So we have shoes in our range that provide stretch materials around the bunion. A number of our shoes, you know, we use neoprene or stretch leather. And in our sandals, we've shown you a couple today, but sandals need to be designed with the straps that allow the bunion to pop through the straps a bit. So that's the key thing with the bunion is the shoe's got to fit really well.
And a lot of the Revere product.
A lot of the Revere product has those features. Yeah, that's where you would start.
Our next question is from @LindleSmart. He asks, what is the best product for arch support and what age should you start wearing arch support?
So my answer to that is arch support, there's many different arch supports, different hardnesses, different, you know, and all of that. So statistically, there's around 70% of people that overpronate. That means they roll in excessively, right, which means that they can benefit from some sort of arch support. What I say is the most important thing is that for people to find something that's comfortable. So we have lots of different arch supports, different hardnesses in our range. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. If it's not comfortable, people won't wear it. That's the first question. So, you know, in terms of we have softer arch support and harder arch support. Some people like harder and some people like softer. That's the answer to that. What was the second question?
So the second question to that was what age should you start wearing arch support?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's something that as, you know, you wouldn't be wearing it as a child. When you get into, you know, activity, you know, older teenage years and all that, that's where I think it is going to really benefit because you're getting more active, you're spending more time on your feet, you've got more, you know, you're doing more running and all that. But certainly it's more something that is sort of more into, you know, 20s and onwards, I would think it is a real benefit. Certainly not children, I wouldn't be recommending a massive arch support requirement.
So pretty much when your feet have stopped growing, that's the time that you should be putting arch support on.
Exactly.
And then I'll do the last final question comes from @CarmelVBrit. They ask, how much foot and muscle ache is normal? We all have foot pain, Jeff.
Well, that's a tough question. You know, I was, you know, the one of the guys that I spent time with, Phil Vasili, who invented, you know, they had the Vasili brand and he was a big founder of some of the Vionic brand and all that. He used to say that if you fix up 70% of the pain, the other 30% doesn't matter. All right, that was what he would say. And so all I say is that, you know, what we try and provide is footwear with, you know, cushioning and arch support that fixes up 70% of the pain so that, you know, really they're not going to worry about the remaining 30%.
That sounds like the common thread also between all of this is to be able to fix that 70% in every single one of the shoes that we've showcased today. That's the point.
That's what we're trying to do. It's, we, you know, a solution for most people is what we're trying to provide in our ranges.
So if you're interested in any of these shoes, that we'll put the links to all of them down in the show description. If there's any that you see on the Comfort Code that you wanted to feature in later episodes, let us know in the comments and we'll be sure to get those done as well. But for now, thank you for listening to Comfort Walk and Talk and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Comfort Walk and Talk. If this episode has stepped up your foot care game, we'd love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
And don't forget to subscribe on your favourite platform so you never miss a step on your journey to comfort.
And for more insights, follow us at our social channels at The Comfort Walk and Talk. Walk comfortably until we meet again.